Good morning, and welcome to Mornings with a Stranger, episode 15. Just a little suggestion on gym etiquette. this actually comes from a summation of my experiences and multiple comments that have been heard and said around the gym, mine and other people's. So in my particular gym, we have lockers on the top and on the bottom, right? Kind of these funky half-shaped or half lockers, but they have this funky shape. Like they have like an extension. I don't even know how to explain it. The best way I can explain it is those like foam signs where there's like a number one. And that's kind of what the locker shape like. There's like this thing that sticks up or down, depending on what, if you're on the top lockers or the low lockers. And my particular gym has many lockers, but many of them don't actually lock. And so my suggestion for gym etiquette and the plea to the world, if all you're putting in the locker is a towel for after you're swimming, please use the bottom ones. You don't have to put it on the floor of the locker, which most people do when they put it on the top. You could put it on the little hooks that are hanging if you have hooks in your lockers. And I realize not every gym is built the same and whatever, but I'm just saying. Leave the upper lockers perhaps for other people who are putting a lot of stuff in there. Not that bending down is the most horrible thing, but it's just nice to have things at a level where you can, you know, they're small. And depending on where you live, if you have a lot of things to put in there, like coats and things, it's nice to have that on one's level. And you're kind of usually in a hurry anyway. And anyway, just saying, if all you're putting in there is a towel, could you maybe put it in the more convenient or the lower one that isn't, it's only one thing. The other thing is that gets a few of us is that people will, they're not locking their locker and they will put it in one of the few lockers that actually locks. So if you're not, you know, they're not putting a faux lock on it or anything. So just the conscientious of leave the locks that are fixed, maybe for other people, just a thought. I know it takes a little extra time, but if not, or you have the time, that would just be appreciated. And another comment that came up is, if you're going to steal people's shoes, and don't steal people's shoes, that's rude and disgusting. And if you really need shoes that bad, A, maybe not having a gym membership. I kind of hate to tell people not to have a gym membership, and maybe somebody else is paying for it for you. And so, okay, if you're all met there, that's probably okay. But maybe if you can't afford shoes, I would say, you know, one logical thing is don't pay for your gym membership or don't have a gym membership. But I can look at that there might be some levels that's not the best option to go. But anyway, want to keep people moving and going to the gym if that's working for them. But if you're going to steal shoes, hey, don't do it at the gym. I mean, it's okay. Go somewhere that actually has shoes for people who need shoes. I realize that shoes are maybe higher quality at the gym, or maybe not, because those are the shoes that are sitting out there. Well, and I'm thinking of somebody stealing running shoes, which I guess is not necessarily the case, because people have their running shoes on. So I guess they're stealing other shoes. Okay, forget it. Hadn't thought that through. But either way, A, just don't steal people's shoes. Go somewhere to get help to get a pair of shoes that's appropriately fit for your feet. And if you are stealing shoes, and don't steal shoes, if there's like inserts and orthotics in them, leave them behind. They're not going to serve you at all. They're probably, you know, good chance they're made especially for that person. And some, you know, just leave those behind. Let the people have their orthotics. Okay, so be a reasonably respectful shoe thief and leave the insides. And you know, if you have shoes that you walked in with, take your inserts and put them in place and go get your own orthotics. Just saying. So that's my thought for the day. Thank you very much for listening. Have a wonderful morning and rest of your day, and we'll see you tomorrow.